Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to Horrible Decisions, bitches. I'm your girl, Mandy B.
Hi, I'm Weezy, and we never really have dogs or kitties in the studio, but today, in the first episode, I don't know if you guys know, I was pregnant. It was a really quick thing.
Oh my God.
He was a mutt, so am I. So this is Nina Simone. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm a dog. I'm a bitch. I'm a mother. And, you know, it's giving. She's coming everywhere. The Louis Vuitton dog collar has been ordered. I want a push gift. So, you know what that is?
Yeah. You ain't push that motherfucker out your coochie. Well, bitch, you ain't getting a goddamn motherfucking
my
thing.
My Yves Saint Laurent is too big. Oh, Nina, don't be rejecting me while I'm talking about you. But the YSL bag is too big. So, I don't know. One of these niggas better get me something to put her in.
But, and we also have a kitty on set.
A kitty. And they're getting along. That's the crazy part.
Yes.
We've had a guest in the studio that I feel like we've been talking about having you on for months.
We've been talking. Yeah.
Back in fire.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe your team, they were like, yeah, we need y'all to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you be giving sex, y'all.
I do, you know.
So, guys, we have Chinese Kitty joining us today. Some of you guys may be familiar with her. She was on Love & Hip Hop, and she is also a rapper. She's one of the rap girls out here in these motherfucking streets.
Period.
Doing what she do.
Yes,
come on, period.
I got to tell you. So, one of my good friends, and he works on my TV show, his name is Miko. Shout out to Miko. I said, yo, I don't want to have nobody problematic on her. Her name's Chinese Kitty. Is this good for you? And he was like, oh, yeah. Like, she's actually Asian.
Oh.
But apparently, like, there's so many, like, people that are
that
naming
claim, those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like, because Asian doll ain't Asian, right? Oh, wait. We can't really be sitting here talking shit about people, right?
But I mean, I understand
why.
Because
also, light-skinned Keisha ain't light-skinned. So I just I'm sorry.
Girl.
I just like that your name match you. What, girl?
Yeah, my bad.
I'm just saying.
Good
but
you know what's
crazy? I mean, Weezy has... She wheezes.
Yeah.
She's asthmatic.
I'm dead. You know? Nah, yes, I am Chinese. My last name is Hing. My real name.
Oh, shit.
You know,
I am not going to say nothing past that because I just don't want to sound.
My favorite plant shop is the Hing. Maybe they own it, girl.
I'm dead. Every Chinese restaurant be like, Hing this, Hing that. I'd be like,
it's like a Gonzalez.
Do you speak Cantonese?
No.
No? Mm-mm. It is like one of just the. Cantonese is the language, right? Oh, is Mandarin? Oh, Mandarin is the main one, though,
but
right?
Can't you speak Chinese too?
Chinese ain't a language. Is Chinese a language?
No,
because Vietnamese is and Japanese
like,
is.
You got two different like. Dialects.
It's Cantonese and Mandarin, right?
Excuse me, if I'm tripping here.
Go ahead, bitch. Yep, it's
you telling me you can't speak Chinese?
No, it's Mandarin or Cantonese.
Yeah, it's like two different languages.
Y'all stop playing. Because
love that this is you saying it and not me, bitch.
Yeah, when people say, like, do you speak Jewish? I'd be like, that sound dumb. But you're telling me.
Wait, what's the Jewish language?
Hebrew.
Oh.
You knew that.
You speak King,
Hebrew so ain't Hebrew. The religion? Okay, I don't know. Why do we be doing this? I just don't be knowing.
I feel like I just said, do you speak Puerto Rican? I feel
yes,
really
that's how
dumb.
You, that's how you. That's exactly what you just said.
But hold on. But when I open my Chinese spot, they be teaching you. I'm serious. This isn't this is me being serious, bitch. Teach me. When I open the little thing, it will have a word and it'll show me English and Chinese. Mm-hmm. So you telling me that's not fucking.
But it'll be like a certain kind. Like it might be like a general thing that everybody could speak.
Oh, okay.
She still ain't learned shit. You ain't tell her nothing.
Well, let's just get to something else.
Well, I want to get into the icebreakers just so we can break the ice with you just a little bit.
All right.
So that the listeners can get to know you. We can gauge how freaky you are or not.
We can gauge.
I mean, we got to gauge it, no? Like, because it can get really inappropriate here. Okay. So icebreaker question number one. You've been dating a guy for 4 months and you really like him, but you haven't had sex yet.
Mm.
You finally decide it's time and the sex is awful. What do you do?
I don't know.
You give him a second chance.
I would definitely give a second chance.
Okay. And then if it's bad again, then what?
It's got to go.
So sex is important?
Yes. Sex is very important.
Are you a size queen too?
Not really.
Really?
You like little dicks?
I am. No, I don't. No. But
you,
hell
that's what
no.
you just
but
said.
Hell no.
Medium
hell
you'll
no.
take.
Hell no. But like... I'm like one of them girls. I could take workable. Like, you don't got to be like 10 inches, like 9 inches, like going crazy. But like
but you
7
need 8.
Inches.
Girl, that's still a lot. Ain't the average dick size like 6.25 inches?
Okay, all right.
Like, now I could work with an average. I can't.
What's average to you?
Like what she just said.
Average. So you could work with 6 inches?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's nice of you.
That's nice of you.
I don't like know. It's so awkward because I got my manager and my stylist looking
girl,
at
me. Girl, did they know that you fuck?
What's the lyric given?
Yo, no, exactly.
Actually, okay. To be fair, I was thinking back. We interviewed the City Girls in Atlanta, and I asked one of them about what kind of porn they watch. She was like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "Girl, if we could go back
to your lyrics."
But you know what? It does make me shy. Like when certain people are in the room and I'm talking. It depends if it's my sex life. Like I could talk about
mom,
sex.
If your mom in the room, you just say whatever.
I don't know. My mom ain't shit.
I was cranky one time. It was like Thanksgiving, and I was like, "Bitch, I ain't had dick in a while.
I'm crazy.
I will be back. Here's the remote. Find the channels. I'm going to get some dick down the street." That's when I was fucking with Felon Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why she even ended up meeting the nigga. I was like, "Hey, this is Felon Bay.
He wants some turkey."
Felon Bay.
He was a felon.
Wait, you don't have a nickname for your dude?
I don't, but I'm about to.
Yeah, you got
to
make nicknames for your boo.
Dickhead number two, like them type of names for sure.
Okay, next one. It's a would you rather. Would you rather only have sex in a bed forever or only have sex outside the bedroom forever?
The bed.
Me too.
I ain't gonna hold you. Me too.
The bed.
That would annoy me too. The couch is fun, but no, I like to roll over and go to
sleep. Yeah,
no,
the way my couch is giving way fair, I'm scared to do anything on my little ass couch.
Nah, because the bed is just more comfortable, relaxing. It's cute to be spontaneous. Like, you want to do some wild shit in the car, this and the third. It's giving every once in a while. But the bed is...
You don't even really come hard in those situations. It's just the novelty. Just,
it's the experience. That's it.
What's your second room in the bedroom? To have sex. Like the second...
Other than the bedroom.
Other than the bedroom.
Like the couch or the kitchen.
Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I do like countertop sex.
All right, guys, never eat at Chinese Kitty's house. you might want a black light
test. I mean, you might be eating pussy.
You might be eating some nuts, okay? It's giving.
Yo, I'm dead.
No, seriously, I actually just fucked on my balcony and it was great.
Balcony sex is good.
It was giving. And like New York, we really ain't had a summer this summer. So it was giving 72 degrees outside. I was like, this is it.
I haven't had sex on my own balconies, like even living there, like just like a dick suck. And I'd be like, all right, I'm horny now. But I do love a hotel balcony.
Yeah.
I just love hotel
somewhere sex. You don't got to see your neighbors. You again, you know?
Be like, I do see the pool waiter. Yeah.
A whole hotel.
That'd be fire.
I like to make it messy. Like there's stuff where I'd be like, not on my bed.
My most trifling hotel balcony sex was I had a flight delay. I was with someone. We were traveling internationally. And you know how the inside airport hotels, they be surrounded?
Oh, wow.
But we got lit
trifling.
Because Delta trifling. Was like, damn, girl, we're sorry. We'll give you drink credit. So.
Oh, wow.
I was like, fuck them. Yeah, I see TSA.
Yo, well, shout out to Delta and not the COVID variant. Last one. What is the first thing? Weezy, I want to ask you this too. What is the first thing you would do if you woke up one day as the opposite sex? So what if you woke up one day and had a dick? And would it be big?
Gotta get my dick sucked.
Yeah. I want to know what that feels like.
Me too.
Look, not your face, girl. You don't want to know what a dick suck feel like?
Because I want to know, do niggas really be feeling teeth?
Okay, first off, yes, girl. You have an overbite. They feel it.
Oh, my God.
I don't. I just doing what I got to do.
What? Oh, you wasn't ready? You didn't know?
Oh, I think I'm warming
and these
up.
Are just the
I'm
icebreaker.
Warming up. Let me get up.
Okay, so what you want to do if you woke up one day with a dick?
I don't know. I don't know the first thing that... Get some money? I don't know.
Get some money.
I want to know why niggas play bitches so much and this and the third.
Girl, what you going through today? You said dickhead number one, shithead number two. You just popped the Advil. Then you said, I want to know why they play bitches.
It's okay.
What did he do?
Yeah, what did he do, girl? Go ahead and tell the world. What did he do? Or they do.
Somebody pissed you off.
Somebody pissed me off 1,000 times. Like, you know, just dating for me is like too much insecurities. Like,
okay.
And I'm just getting accused every day.
Has it been since you've been like popping or like you always feel like this?
No, since I've been, popping. Like, so.
What are you being accused of? Because you got shithead one and two. So do you have multiple men and they just can't handle you having multiple men?
Nah, okay. Just one, just too much. Too
so what is it, when you what is it thinking that you're seeing other people when you're out of town, like
that? Well, just a, yeah, accusing that. Every little thing, like even an interview, I might say one or two things, and it'd be like, oh, that's how you giving it up. That's how you like I, that shit.
Oh yeah, no, sis, it's saying break up to me.
It's definitely saying
that's what it's giving. It's giving. That ain't the one.
Psycho. It's
you giving. Only gonna get bigger. What's he gonna
it,
do?
And it only gets worse. Trust me. We be on here talking about sucking dick, and he be like, "Damn, babe, why are you telling me you ate my ass,
bro?" Let me tell you something.
What you want me to do?
I really feel like sometimes when you're fucking with a bitch like that, like you really can't win. Look at ASAP, lit, been in the game for years. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you found out your bitch a billionaire. Like, what can you? There's nothing you can do.
But when they be mad though. They really be sitting. They be acting cool, but niggas don't like that.
They don't like what part?
They just don't like a woman being more overpowerful than them, and them feeling like the when I walk in a room, everybody's checking for Rihanna, and then I just become, oh, what's up, Rocky? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, and I'm not saying next situation because they might be living beautifully, but that's how a lot of situations be.
Yeah,
I mean, I just think that men, and we can blame patriarchy for it. I do just think that they want to be number one. They want to be the alpha, and when a woman has success or is more popular, that alpha thing in their mind kind of gets checked a little bit.
No.
Where they feel like they're now the submissive. They feel like
have you noticed, like, when you're out to eat? Well, really, I mean, we're not like, I don't know. I mean, I would assume you're way more recognizable, right? Podcasting is a niche. But you know when you're out to eat at a certain spot and, like, people can't stop coming up to you?
Yeah.
Last night, I was eating in Lower East Side by Lap, which is a Black bar in New York. I'd say maybe four people came up to me while we were eating dinner. And I think, and I get we were eating, but I, and they weren't rude. They'd just be like, oh, what up? Love the show. But I feel like there was this moment where he looked at me and he was just like, bitch, like, fuck you. Like,
a little pissed off, jealous.
Jelly. And jealous. I don't think they can help jealous. It. But mainly it's because, like, it gotta be a little emasculating, whether it be money, popularity. I'm not saying this is like podcaster, like, rapper shit. This could be like influencer shit. Like, it's TikTokers. Mm-hmm. Like, how good does it feel that people,
I mean,
are like,
or it could be if we talk about casual people, it could be you're a CEO and your man is just a regular employee. Like, there's also different levels to it, even just across the board.
Do you believe that you have to date your equal? Like, do you prefer to date industry dudes?
I thought that it would be easier for me to just date low-key, but I'm starting to realize that they can't handle it, like, at all. Mm-hmm. Everything is a question. Everything is, so you was next to this and the person, he ain't try to talk to you? No, I'm chilling. I only worry about you. And they just don't.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I love telling them, like, let me tell you, who's trying to fuck?
Why?
You toxic.
No, she is. She toxic.
Yeah.
And it should be because, like, I don't know
but
why.
I wanted you. Girl, let me tell you how I knew this nigga. I had to prove my point. I went to that Lobos party, the one LeBron almost got suspended for. Fucking Drake, all these niggas, like, just like fine ass basketball playing niggas. Niggas that don't want to fuck me. They had Instagram girls there. But I remember, like, I left the party early and he was like, yo, I cannot believe you fucking left this shit to come get some dick. And I was like, yo, but, like,
yeah, they,
when you're in this world, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to try to fuck every rapper? Like, am I going to try to, like, at the same time, you know how that'll make you look.
Mm-hmm. But outside of that, women don't like new dick like that. Like, I don't know about...
That's,
like,
a great point.
Women do not like new dick. I know men love saying, ain't nothing better than new pussy, but we hate to go into the unknown. Mm-hmm. And new dick is that. Like, if I know I'm finna come, can I go... Let me just go to the one that I know I'm finna have fun with.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably where we... You know, unfortunately, get stuck with fuck.
Chad, you know what?
No, it's true. It's really true, because sharing your energy with everybody is just... Like, you know what I'm saying?
You
got
to
deal with, is that nigga going to call me? Look. Is he going back to his baby moms? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to deal with all that. So it's like, or sometimes you just want to fuck and keep it pushing. But not like me, like, people. So I can't just go call a nigga and be like, yeah, what you doing tonight? Then that nigga tell this person, you know what I'm saying? So it's harder for me. So
I know that's right. That's why I ain't fucking no podcasters. They be talking too much. They do. All right, well, we're going to get into our vanilla shit. For those of you tuning in for the first time, because you like, oh, let me listen to Chinese Kitty talk about sucking dick. We are going to get to the...
Do niggas like your nails when you suck dick?
Here you go.
I think so.
Bro,
especially the glow in the dark ones. The glow in the dark ones. Yes, I was looking at you.
They glow in the dark.
I've been gay a long time.
I'm gay too.
And then even though I started, like, I'm dating a man again, like, I just feel like I can't go back to nails.
I ain't gonna hold you. We record, So my ex, my partner, my current, my boyfriend, he's not my boyfriend, but whoever he is that I'm fucking
with. It sounds like y'all both got the same shit going on.
But it ain't a situationship. I just don't want y'all in my motherfucking business no more. God damn it. It is getting better, though. At least they're not walking up asking if he's another nigga's name. Like, there's no more assuming he's 24-7.
Okay, good.
It's like, that's cute. But no, like, we recorded the last time we had sex. And I was like, babe, you got to see how good this looks. I said, this is like an accessory for your dick. And I, like, literally posed my hands around his dick, and it's beautiful. I'll show you it.
Do you take sex tapes now that you know they could be, like...
Oh, no, only him, bitch. Him and my nail.
No, I'm asking her.
Oh.
I like to.
Me too.
Okay. I like to.
But are you worried that, like... Bitch, I got a podcast and I'm scared, so I know you scared.
Yeah, but it's got to be somebody, like...
Yeah.
They got something to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have tattoos, I was like, just all over your body?
I have, like, spot tattoos. Like, one right here, here.
Okay.
Here. Right on the titty.
You gonna see it. You don't have any on your back?
I got here and I got a dragon.
Never mind.
You got a dragon on by your ass?
Yeah.
Can't even get ass. You can't even get it from the back on video.
Just give me my pussy and take that.
Damn. All right. Well, the vanilla shit for this week comes from mirror.co. This is some European shit, y'all. Okay. Because they don't have it here. We have Rolling Loud and all these other things. But in Europe, they have swingers festivals, and a sleepy village was disrupted by screaming and moaning from a swingers festival. So around 400 tickets were sold for the Swing-a-thon festival, which took place close to some towns that I don't know how to read. Owasby near Grantham, Lincolnshire. I know Lincolnshire is right. With the events including wet t-shirt competitions and fetish demonstrations. Villagers complained about the screaming and moaning noises coming from the festival over the weekend. And neighbors who live near the fields where the four-day swing-a-thon event took place said their rural peace was shattered by wails and groans.
Wails?
Wails.
Oh.
Don't do this.
I was looking at the picture. I saw water in the back, man.
No, bitch, not those whales. Whales is in.
I get
that's
it.
A whale, right? What? I can't whale. Do you moan? Do you whale? Chinese?
Do you whale?
Oh my God.
What? I do want to hear how you moan.
What?
No, you don't moan.
Are you a talker?
Yeah, do you talk?
It just depends on the sex.
Have like, your neighbor like, ever. Like, banged on your door because you was being too loud.
Yes.
Were they like, so his name is Dickhead?
I almost had to fight the next door neighbor, that ass. She was wilding.
Wait, one time.
We was just minding our business, doing whatever, and boom. So we was like, okay, we're going to calm down, you know, like, all right. Then she started, like, I don't know if she took a broom or something, but literally like, what the fuck? Shut the fuck
wait,
up.
What time was it, girl?
Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
Like regular shit. Like,
not regular shit.
No, she was wild. I literally was like, I'm about to knock on her door. Like, are you okay? Are you not getting dick?
Did you
I'm
come confused. First or did you?
Yeah, we finished, but it was ridiculous. I had to tape her. Like, it was so bad. I had to really tape her screaming, like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you
I think she had enough. No, I think she had enough because I was regular.
Maybe she was hating.
It was like 2 weeks.
I was hating on a
back to
hotel.
Back and she was
like, no, you didn't.
Yes, I was, bitch. I was at the fucking the Ritz in Atlanta, and I was already mad because they didn't have Netflix on the TV. And the bitch, I'm sorry. You go to hotels out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When they ain't got the fucking streaming on the TV.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's.
And they
you were. When I tell you your complaints about your bougie ass hotel stay.
Oh, I'm a snob.
If they don't have. We were on tour and we went to Boston. What? No room service. Like the restaurant closes at 10. Oh, like they didn't even have water on my, like, no, she really, we even went to Jamaica. Tropical weather.
Oh no,
she complained
that
about
was tacky.
She complained about the heat, bitch.
No,
I didn't. No.
That was me. That you was me and my stylist going to the Bahamas. Yo, listen, we had this beautiful ass resort, and then we got to the airport late, and they want to have those like those things where if you miss your flight, it's only one flight, so you got to get on the next day.
Okay. Right.
So I tried to book back at the same place. They were saying it's like a 3-night minimum. So we had to find some random. Hotel.
It was a 3-night. You couldn't even stay and you already stayed there?
Exactly. Nah, it was like, sorry. So we had to find some random hotel. Yo.
Look at his, yo, look at the face.
How bad was it?
Literally chose. We was like, I don't care what. We're not going back in the house until 7 in the morning because I'm not sleeping in a hotel. Like,
oh my God.
No, for real. That's exactly what we did. Like, as soon as we got home, go straight to sleep for an hour, pack up bags, go straight back to the airport. Because
the only time that's happened to me, I was in Cambodia. And I mean, it's Cambodia, bitch. There wasn't many options.
What
third world.
Doing
I
here?
Mean, listen, we stayed at like a hostel and even that too, the fact it was giving hostel, like me and my two homegirls, we literally took a shower with flip-flops on.
Oh my
and
God.
Kept the flip-flops in the hotel. Cause we were like, we got a shower. Cambodia was hot as fuck. It was like 98 degrees. And I'm not talking about the boy band. Bitch, it was hot as fuck. And a bitch had to like keep her like we all kept our flip flops.
What's
on
your like? Crazy. What's your hotel like? What's the company you have to do? Like I like W's, SLS. That's my shit.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I love a boutique hotel.
Yeah,
I don't. I like the big old massive ones.
Oh, like a JW?
I just like a big old hotel. I don't like the little boutique ones.
I stayed at a Marriott in Atlanta. And there was a bullet under my bed?
Yeah.
No, there wasn't. Yeah.
On my mother's life. No. That shit is that. I was
Wait,
scared.
What?
On my mother's life, ask Vinny. Vinny was like, this is for when I had to go.
You didn't touch it, did you?
No, I didn't touch it. I said, bitch, we going to jail. He looked under the bed. He said, oh. Yo, went downstairs, told them. No reaction. This is how I know it was some Atlanta shit.
Nah, she was like, I think I stayed there too. And I was like, I dead ass told my manager, like, don't you ever, like,
Why
ever.
Is it?
Bro, Ever. You could be in the nicest shit in Atlanta, and it's still...
Of course.
Ratchet.
I mean, you know, they still in cores and shit. we're going to get into now our hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre is, this is where we need the sex tip from you, but I found one, so I want to give some things, especially since we already talked about the nails. For this one, it is how to give a better hand job. From Vice. I would like also maybe y'all's advice on hand jobs, but the first advice also says to get into a hot position. A hand job is definitely a long-standing classic within the sex where at least one person has a penis repertoire, but exactly how you engage in one can add a little novelty. Depending on your flexibility, wrist mobility, and overall comfort making eye contact with your partner, there are also a few positions that you can reconfigure your usual hand job.
Hop? Is that what you said? Like a...
What? What'd I say?
A hop position? What's that?
I didn't say a hop position.
Oh.
There are a few positions that can reconfigure your usual hand job.
Oh, I thought you said get into a something position. Go ahead.
No. So there's face-to-face positions where that's the one I like, where you sit in between their legs and you just look at
that's my favorite.
That I think that's my favorite.
Would y'all be then you're just like hand jobs or are you talking about head?
I be sucking dick.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, bitch. You gotta use the hands because my mouth.
That's
is tired.
What I'm saying, but that's giving
Especially
head.
Because this
a hand job is just this.
Yeah, maybe we giving head, bitch.
Yeah,
I'll be giving it when I wake up in the morning. The bitch just be like,
oh,
I wake up to him with a hand job. No one said coming from a hand job. Oh. It's just the act of a hand job.
I can't even wake it up a little.
Nah, you be touching it up. So let me tell you something about me. She confuses a lot of shit together.
What I be confusing?
I'm gonna give you the first one and
what?
The one that I feel like makes the whole point.
What?
Mandy wasn't getting dick for like 2-3 months,
I
right?
I sure wasn't. I was abstinent.
The bitch said, after it hit 2-3 months, even though she was mad about it, she said she was abstinent and celibate. I was like, but girl, that's by choice. Well, whatever it is, I ain't been fucking. And told everybody she was celibate.
I was.
Mind you, a shout out to Liz Goldwyn from the sex ed. One of our friends was like, oh, and I'm so sorry. She goes, I want to interview you guys for my final episode. And isn't Mandy, she's celibate, right?
Mm-hmm. I said yes. If you don't have sex,
she wanted
you
to talk
celibate.
To the girl about celibacy. And all I could think of is Mandy getting up there and being like, well,
I was celibate.
How?
Because I wasn't having sex.
Why? That is what's the difference? Like,
so what is the difference, Weezy?
Celibacy is when you're holding out.
I was.
No, you wasn't.
Because you know,
you just didn't meet a nigga.
No. So here's the thing. You know when here's the thing. You know when you don't have sex for a long time.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to do is either A, go back to a fuck nigga who ain't deserving of it.
Yeah.
Or have sex with someone new and then it's bad because then you're really pissed.
Oh, celibacy, like, sorry, is abstaining from marriage and sexual relations.
Yes.
Like waiting
that's
for...
That's what I was doing. I was abstaining. I wasn't getting married and a bitch wasn't having sex.
No, but like you're fucking celibate. Now.
Wait, what?
Anyway.
Anywho.
You just was going through a dry spell, ho.
Anyways, another tip for hand jobs is using lube, of course. Or if you don't have lube, you can always spit on the dick.
This is blowjob.
No, this is hand job. I'm going to tell you what happened.
She said, this is a blowjob.
No, the writer
was tired. They were like, look, we can't talk about sex anymore. She was like, oh, but what about this kind?
A hand job. Bro, you can give a hand job and just spit on the dick without putting your mouth there.
I would only do that if he like refused to eat my pussy. I'd be like, oh yeah.
I'm dead.
Okay. No, I got you, buddy. You want to play with my clit? That's all you're going to get. Just like some dice, nigga. Just it.
Okay, well, Chinese Kitty, give us a sex advice, a sex tip that you have.
I think that guys need to start realizing, like, we really like foreplay before just going straight.
Just say his name at this point, girl. Yeah. Just say his goddamn.
No. Oh no, he's in that department. That's why you're putting up with him.
Okay, never mind.
I didn't think it was him either.
Nah, I'm dead.
But, okay, so foreplay.
Yeah. If it's not eating pussy, what kind of foreplay do you enjoy? Making out, titties, like, what do you like?
Titties, neck.
Me too. I feel like I haven't had someone kiss my neck in a minute.
I ain't gonna hold you. I be kind of pushing away from my neck because I just feel like, I'm 30. If you give me a hickey, now I look childish.
I like hickeys.
You like hickeys?
I think it's kind of hot.
Wait, what?
I do.
Y'all like hickeys? Word?
I saw a random girl with a hickey on Melrose, and I remember I said to her, I was like, wow. And she laughed.
I would be like, big.
It's like a scam. Remember when I had that big ass hickey on my neck? It was like this big.
I would say, wow, though. Look at Gen Z.
I feel branded.
Yeah, you feel branded. Like 3 days.
Okay, that's not as sexy. Because you can cover it up if you had
to. No, you can't cover it up.
I mean, if you have one man,
but if you out here really...
See, that's the problem. Why you don't like it, because...
I mean, no, I got one right now.
But it's...
I don't have one. Y'all don't know. It don't matter.
I'm dead. Well, and whoever he is, have him do it and see how you feel.
Girl, I be on camera. It's cute. A little makeup.
You get on camera to talk about how long you've been fucking and you can't have the hickey?
I don't know about a hickey.
We're going to say you lying until we see it. Talking about you had 8 hours of sex.
I did have 8 hours of sex and didn't get a motherfucking hickey. First off, and it was 8 rounds. 8 and a half. I count how many times he comes.
What's a half?
A half was like, it was like oozing, but it didn't shoot.
So it was like pre-cum?
Yeah, I felt like that was it. I think the balls were completely empty. And that's...
Are you serious?
It gave a half. I swear to God.
Y'all was wilding.
No, it was great. I literally could not move for the rest of the day.
It looked like a flat tire.
Sounds like a good day.
The balls?
The balls were very... They were really smooth. Like, they were like...
Keep going, Mandy.
What? Okay, sorry. What am I doing? Oh. No, we asked hers. So, foreplay. What else? Outside of fucking hickeys and sucking necks and titties. Like, are you... Do you talk?
What about feet?
Oh, here we go.
What, like sucking toes?
Oh, look.
Either or. Well, I'm not doing it.
You've never sucked a toe?
No.
So I'll tell you, the man that you with now, if you really love him, you got to suck the middle toe.
Why? I don't love him.
Why the middle?
Because the big toe is like, okay, it's the big toe. The middle really shows that you love the person. Because it's like the little baby toe.
So y'all suck the nigga's toes before?
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sucking toes now.
But we see.
I sure did.
We know which one is more advanced, bitch. Look
what?
At me.
So what happened was, it really started when we went to Jamaica. I sucked like my homegirl's feet first. So I was like, okay, this ain't bad. It tastes like your arm. It's fine. It tastes like any other part of your body.
First of all, let's elaborate how this happened. Mandy and I went to Hedonism because we were booked. No, was it Mocha Fest?
No, Hedonism.
I heard about that.
It's crazy. Cute. It's cute.
Well, the hotel we was at was not it. Okay, it had an exterior. There were no interior rooms, which means when it rains, you're fucked. There was only buffets. And
I mean, listen,
no room service.
You just didn't give a fuck.
I was having a blast. Okay?
So I'm in the pool with Mandy and our friends and my homeboy who came, and we have to be naked to be on this side of the resort.
And so you. fully naked.
You have
fully
to. Naked. Oh, no, you have to.
There's
people that come around.
They have
and
prude
say,
and nude size.
You have to undress or take your ass.
You remember the day I almost lost it? I was so tired, just like exhausted, went to go get a pizza because everything on the prude side was closed and only the nude side had restaurants open. Girl ordered the pizza, was waiting for it, and the man was like, "You can't have your clothes on." I was like, "I'm just
what?
Trying to." I was naked the whole time. Whatever.
So we get in the pool, back to the pool. And Mandy starts talking about something about toes. And all I see is her homegirl's foot in the chlorine come out of the water.
Straight
Mandy,
out the chlorine. You know it was clean. Chlorine kill a lot of shit.
I'm dead.
What?
I jumped out of that pool. I said goodnight. I said, oh, this is getting advanced.
Because of, okay. All because of a little.
And then wasn't it another nigga sucking the feet too?
Oh, yeah. That was a nigga that loved my feet the whole weekend. He had my whole Period. Foot in his mouth. Like, I was like, oh, he put other things in his mouth. He fit all five toes in his motherfucking
but
mouth.
But here's why I had to go. I feel like once we get to the point where I say maybe at least 40 people are in the pool, and oh, now man. The only person I really know here got a foot in their mouth, maybe I need to leave.
Dead. You know? Y'all funny.
And luckily that TV had streaming.
Well, anywho, let's get into our horrible decision before we pull up out of here. So our horrible decision, I only felt it right because I think you ooze it. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of women also just want to know how to get there. We want to talk about sex appeal for our horrible decision. So I found an article that talked about different ways to have sex appeal without being in the bedroom. So sex appeal when you walk into a room, yes. Sex appeal when you meet someone. And the first tip that they wrote was flirting boldly. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to start by asking, do you flirt with guys and how do you exude?
Off the rip?
Yeah.
Like one I that know you how want. To be what someone that I actually like.
Someone that you're interested in.
Oh, hell yeah. Like how what? I'll have a whole relationship and everything. And if there's somebody handsome, I'm going to still be like, yeah, so... What happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like something where you don't really have to do nothing,
it's
but
hard
you
to
give
miss the
off,
opportunity.
You give off that energy like, I find you attractive.
How you do you give that off? Oh, we're digging deep now.
I don't know.
How do you tell someone, I'm interested in you without saying I'm interested in you?
When you have a conversation, you look in their eyes.
Oh,
like,
that's
very like confirming. Like, I'm not afraid of you. Like,
I find ways to touch people.
Yeah. Or with like,
consent,
you'll be like,
I hope, bitch.
Like a... We interviewed Lisa Ann, and I remember how much she touched me. We were on the couch.
Yeah.
Just, like, constantly, like...
Yes, that is a flirt. That is.
Yeah. I always find ways to, like, touch you silently.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Dead.
Without consent?
It ain't like I'm touching a dick, girl.
I mean...
Or their pussy.
Or, like, you ever, like, be having a conversation, and y'all laugh, and you'll be like, oh, my God, you so crazy.
You know what? That's why a bitch better never...
Yeah, but that's what it be. That's what it be.
My ex,
they trying to be funny. But
are you okay with? Are y'all okay with that? Is that something because you know you
no.
do? If another
no.
woman is openly flirting with your partner, is that
that's
okay?
That's what I'm gonna do. Come
now I know
stop.
You have threesomes. So do you have to give him the okay to flirt or?
There's two things. There's girls that will flirt with him and look at me knowing that, like, it's a thing.
Okay.
And there's them sneaky hoes. I don't do sneaky hoes.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
Bitch,
okay.
I roll up and be like, so I can't believe that my boyfriend ain't tell you I was there, bitch. Girl.
I had a situation like that the other night. I went to the club and it was this girl who I had prior ran into. And she was like, you're so cute. We need to hang out, whatever, whatever. Cool. I go to the club with my man and she comes up to me. Oh my God, how you been? This and the third. I'm like, I'm good, girl. So she sees me and my man, like, just like, you know, hugged up, chilling. He's making me a drink. She literally looks me in my eyes and goes, so who's this? I'm like, my man. She's like, are y'all like serious?
Oh no, not the are y'all serious.
I said, yeah, this been my man for 2 years. Oh, wow. That's cute. But I could tell, like, even when she was,
oh,
like,
nah, hands gotta
dancing,
be grown.
Like, it was very dancing in, like, a way she wanted to be noticed. Like,
Did they know each other?
No.
I don't understand why.
No. Nah.
Honestly, like, I don't think it's disrespectful at all, but the only thing that I make sure I do when I see a homegirl with a dude that I haven't met yet, I always introduce myself.
Yeah.
If they don't do it. Like, if we had just said, hey, I'm like, hey, I'm Chinese Kitty's friend, whatever. Like, I always do that. I think it's rude when people don't do that.
Look, What happened? She dead?
The dog is not dead, bruh.
Oh, okay. She tried to jump up. Oh, okay, good. But I think that if we don't acknowledge other people in the room, like, that's a telltale sign. And honestly, I've had a really good thing with the partners I've dated where they always introduce me and I do the same for them. I don't even give a fuck if it's, like, embarrassing, if it's an ex, if it's a nigga down the street that just waves. I'll be like, this is my nigga. And this used to be my nigga.
And I'm in the lifestyle now. So, like, a lot of when couples come around, like, it's very, very interesting to see, like, how everyone acknowledges everyone. So the men all acknowledge the men first, then acknowledge the man. And even in the introductions, they'll say, this is my wife. This is my partner. This is, mm-hmm. like, it's very clear when it's a lot of couples. So I really like that. Before we get into sex appeal in the bedroom, one of the other tips that I find so important is to speak clearly. Mm. And this goes to men and women. Ain't nothing worse than if you finally get the confidence to kind of spit your game at someone and they're like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? And now you just like, fuck. Now, bitch, you only had one time. Now I feel like you playing with me. Especially like in the club or at a gathering where it might be a little loud. Mm-hmm. If you're going to flirt, make sure to speak clearly and loudly enough for them to hear you the first time.
Yeah.
Y'all agree with that?
Facts.
I think the other thing, too, I don't like when men send their homeboy.
That's awesome. Nah.
No. I've definitely done that when I was younger.
Like that?
I did that shit years ago. Like, oh, go tell him I think that's cute. Now I don't like it.
You don't like that either?
You better be on the court,
nigga.
You better be.
The other night, somebody sent their assistant and was like, oh, he wants you to come over here. I was like.
Where was he?
Oh, yeah, nah.
Huh?
Like, was he?
In the club.
He was in proximity to speak to you.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
In the club.
Not.
And he sent his friend to come walk over to me and tell me
and
to
tell
go
you to go walk over to him?
Absolutely
oh,
not.
Hell.
I don't care
who you are.
I can't believe men still do that.
Because with niggas with status. They
yeah, but I don't,
like,
I don't be in the club.
Yeah,
but
I don't care.
I could only see that if... It
he's
depends.
Married.
No, the if status has to be really high up there to where you really can't be walking around without, like, security or some shit like that. But
yeah,
like,
but... You're not just talking to a random girl.
That's fair.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if you came and talked to me, everybody would kind of figure out, like, oh, all right, they having a conversation.
Do you
like,
think, there? I guess another thing, on the back end, do you think that he didn't want to come up to you because people both know you?
Yeah, for sure. I knew that's what it was.
So is that bad?
It is.
Maybe he's trying to be respectful.
If you're trying to hide in the beginning, then what's the point of me even
talking
to you?
Of you coming all the way
because
over?
Because now, if we really start fucking, you really going to be hiding shit. You get what I'm saying? So
that's fair. I did have a nigga tell me once, I took him to this party, a regular 9-to-5 nigga. And I was like doing something with him. He was like, oh, I don't want you to, your shit to be hot. I said, nigga, if I'm dancing on you, my shit ain't hot. I brought you to a fucking space where everybody knows me. So my shit is clearly already hot.
Yeah.
So if I'm dancing with the nigga I came with, like, what the fuck is your problem? I was so mad. I left.
He got a girl. Oh.
It was a fucking, like a Duce Palooza type of party type of thing. Something like that. Like everyday people. But I was pissed. I don't want to make your shit hot. Bitch, you next to me. How the fuck is that?
Ain't, like, kind of situation. Probably.
Girl, you might, like, am I sucking dick at the club?
I mean, I am when I go. When I go to sex, I go to sex
What's
club.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Girl, hoe ain't in the...
Okay, I know a crazy Libra.
A crazy Libra?
Maybe
oh,
she got a...
You're the stars and moons. Okay.
What is she on a Chinese calendar? Because that's what...
Don't do that. I actually am a lion or something like that. I think so.
Watch it be something completely different.
Now, I'm a
it's
lion.
It's giving you're the rat, bitch.
Oh, you know what I am? I think I'm a rabbit.
How you go from a lion to a rabbit? Nah.
You should be hopping, bitch.
Let me stop. I do. I'm a little jackrabbit, bitch. All right.
Oh,
so,
wait, quick question.
Go ahead.
As far as outside of the bedroom, sex appeal, what do you think is something besides your look that makes you sexy to people?
Mm.
I don't know.
You're like, well, looking.
Y'all gotta tell me. I don't know.
Besides, I think your voice.
Yeah.
Your really?
Voice is cool. Mm-hmm.
I think you have like a real cutesy, like girly voice.
Yeah, it's mad high pitch. I hate
yeah,
it.
But also, like, it's not like you could have a girly voice that's kind of, that isn't dominant. Cause see,
yeah, like,
based
yummy,
on your voice.
Yummy from Jocelyn's Cabaret. Oh, her voice.
Do you
was
watch it?
Awful.
No, I don't. I don't.
Girl.
It's crazy.
I ain't gonna hold you. The reunion just started, and we did a whole cinema on
it. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen Jocelyn do.
I'm actually so mad that I've spent so much time invested into the show because the the reunion, the first part at least, was just so bad. The way she talked to the girls was awful. Oh. Lunel came in and completely dismissed the women and was like, well, y'all need to let Jocelyn talk because y'all are just strippers, hoes, and prostitutes anyway. And it was just giving what it wasn't, especially for Jocelyn. And we actually just talked about
this. Ain't Jocelyn a stripper, hoe, and prostitute?
She is, but that's what I'm saying too. And the way that she tried to come even for Wendy on just uplifting and how to speak to Black women, the way she treated all those Black women on the stage, minus Lexi Blow and the other white girl, it was just like,
it was fucking good.
It was really fucked up.
The show was good, though.
The show was good, and then the reunion was like, I'm kind of mad that I gave it that much time. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
I don't like one.
What is the show's purpose?
So Jocelyn, she's a reality star, right? I mean, I know she, that's rude to say. I was going to say wants to be a rapper. That's not fair.
I mean.
Or wants to be an entertainer. She is an entertainer. Is. Mm-hmm. So.
Do it like it's my bidet, baby.
Okay. Stop. Let me tell you one thing she did. The show's purpose is to start her cabaret. She's supposed to be like elevating strippers, hoes, and prostitutes.
Because this is what pissed me off.
There's a white girl on the show who be talking about, she said, flat out, Jocelyn, you know I don't dance. I'm a hoe. Like, I got tricked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
she
super...
and Jocelyn are the only ones that knew each other outside of the show. Because y'all was probably tricking together, which, whatever.
Now, she booked a couple of them outside the show.
But you remember, she was saying, we're friends.
Oh, yeah, they definitely was.
But I think the worst part about what we all saw is, like, when you have someone that's been in the game so long bring some girls together, like, it's supposed to be fun. And like, we all know it's a ratchet-ass show. But then to get up there on your soapbox and tell them, I've been in this motherfucker this long and fuck you, bitches. I was like, girl.
First off, she said she'd been in it for 10 centuries.
10 decades.
10 decades.
She said, I've been in this bitch 10 decades. And you bitches, this bitches ain't shit.
Oh, you sound like her.
Well, that's what she said.
Yeah, it wasn't, especially for us having a sex positive platform. We've had a lot of sex workers on here. And a lot of them, you could tell, were wanting to just be in a better space. Mm-hmm. And apparently, old girl ain't never get her $10,000, child. But that's another teacher.
Not the prize money.
Not the prize money not being handed out, child.
But see, even when the girl won, she said, you know, you came in here. And she, what did she say? She said, at first, you was a drunk and you had a pot belly. You was a pot belly hoe.
She called her a pot belly hoe.
Oh, wow.
No, so it just to me, for us to know where Jocelyn has come from and her still doing exactly, to me, what we've known her to do, she really talked to them, the women, like.
Not.
And Lunel lost a fan in me. Like, it was just really like, you're really treating these women like they're scums in the bottom
would
of the
earth. Would you do a reality show where you, like, had to host and make girls, like, just like you? Like, make them...
That'd be cute.
That would
be cute.
So dope. That would be so much fun.
Do you enjoy Love & Hip Hop? Okay, it's giving. Gotcha. Next question.
Do we know anyone that does?
I was about to say, I don't think any of my friends has been on there like it. Like, at all. But,
it
you
sucks
know...
because... It's like, no, we gonna talk
no.
about it.
Like, it really does. Like, not talking specifics, but I mean specifics to people, but like, we know so many people because of that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it either makes them look like shit or they got a bad experience. And like, there's one thing about Love & Hip Hop that I don't like. And I feel like there's this translation where white people that watch or everyone else just thinks like we're a fucking mess or like birds. Mm. And it just really... It's shitty when you have real musicians that come on there, business women, entrepreneurs. Like, there's not really someone on Love & Hip Hop that I've seen that's just like someone who's not trying. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not big at what you do yet, you're trying, right? Yeah. That was the whole point of it, trying to make it. And it's like...
Nah, it was Love & Hip Hop. That's how it was supposed to start.
I'm talking about the women that come on there.
Not people really trying now.
Well, I mean, a lot of the women that come on there do be trying to make their fucking music. And even if they're not going to be Cardi B, like, at least give them girls their flowers. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Who knows who's going to be next and be that huge?
I think whoever, like... you know, writes the script, like, they want the straight drama out of it. So that's how they narrate it. That's how they're going to film it. That's how...
Well, even you saying that, I think that's the misconception, too. Like, it really is not reality. It's scripted. Producers set up a lot of scenarios, a lot of relationships.
Everything is set up. And then the worst part is, like, I just saw Safari posted him and his girl had an hour-long conversation and they only filmed the baby. That happened to me and my mom. Me and my mom literally had an hour conversation of us trying to, you know, work on our differences or whatever. And they literally just filmed the part where we was like, girl, we went and did this. We did that happen. And literally showed 2 minutes of that and took the worst part of the conversation and made that the part. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what King Magazine used to do. You remember like them, the girls, and they was posing, looking all beautiful, and they literally put, yeah, one time I shitted on the sheets during anal sex, and they would make that like the big headline on the paper.
Oh, wow.
Like, no, they literally, King Magazine used to take some of like the craziest things from an interview and make it the big quote on top of the picture.
That's dope that you had your mom on there with you to have a conversation like that.
Yeah.
And that's important. I would be livid if that was my mom.
No, but it
like,
don't matter if they whatever, show the worst part of the conversation.
No, I'm saying I would be livid if I brought my mom to do something intimate.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
All right. Well, Chinese Kitty, help us with our home mail before we get out of here. This comes from someone who is really trying to understand how they can initiate something they kind of really don't want to do. So, help. A dude that I fuck with is really into water sports.
Oh, now, my God.
Do you know what water sports is, Chinese Kitty?
Take a guess.
Take a guess.
I'm guessing this is not anything to do with real activity.
No, it's a real activity. It's a real activity.
For sex.
Yes. Yeah, so what would you think water sports is?
You probably do this every day.
What is water sports, girl?
I don't know. It sounds scary.
Yes. You know what a golden shower is?
Yes. Well, that's completely different from a water sport.
No, it is.
But that thing is sport.
That's the name of golden showers.
Wow. Okay.
Water sports in the bedroom.
Have you ever done one?
No.
Would you?
From who? The man on me?
But either one. Would you piss on a man or would you let a man pee on you?
I'm not pissing on a man.
No?
Really? You'd rather have the opposite?
You'd rather have a man pee on you? It's hot, girl.
Wait. Like the temperature?
I'd rather not.
The temperature.
No. What about no?
No. What about no? You could. You just don't want neither.
Yeah, I don't.
It's an either or, girl.
I don't want no pee on me, off me.
Okay. But if you had to pick, it's him.
Yeah, he got it.
I feel like
if I had to pick, I want him to pee on me.
Oh, you nasty girl.
Mm. I don't know.
I feel like I've never done it, but if I had to pick, it'd be the opposite.
See me like peeing on a man. I would laugh at myself.
It takes a while.
Happening right now.
It takes a while.
I could do it like if I was in the shower.
Yeah, you got to go from the toilet, then you have to focus.
Okay, tell us about your experience.
Oh, no, girl, I shared it on this show a lot of times. We getting back to
the
home
mail. Girl, here. Go ahead. Tell your pee-pee story.
No, I done shared it, girl, because, you know, I've done it more often recently.
So basically, he made her mix the pee with Ciroc. I'll never forget this.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the first time.
And do what?
That was squirting. That wasn't peeing. He wanted me to squirt in a cup so he could mix it with Ciroc and drink it. That wasn't peeing in a cup.
Oh my God.
That was different.
Anyway, what was the pee one?
The pee one was I couldn't pee, so I had to run to the toilet, then focus, and then it started coming out. Then I had to hold it and run back to the shower.
Y'all should definitely get married because I don't think you're going
to find it. Oh, no, this was someone else. This wasn't him. This was someone else. These are two different guys.
You know what I realized?
Where are you finding them? I need to find them.
They find me, child.
So you know what? I'll be doing this in a room. No, I'm just kidding.
No, literally. Okay, let's get back to the home mail real quick. Now she says, I have pissed on guys before, but never been pissed on. This is his biggest kink that he never gets to act out due to his partners being truly vanilla. I told him I was cool with it, but he knows it's not my thing, so I didn't want to try. However, he is flying me out and I want to initiate it. My question is, how do I react? Do I moan? Do I rub it in? I want him to be comfortable and don't want to come off awkward or over pornish. So I was like, let me ask
over
you.
Over pornish?
Over pornish.
And she said, do I rub it in?
So, but she also wants to initiate it, knowing that this is something he's brought to her many times.
Well, you are a nice person.
I think that's very nice.
I do too.
Like, I think it's very nice.
That is.
Okay. Well, Mandy, since we have nothing to add, what should she do?
I mean, rubbing it in is a lot. I think let him take the lead because, like, I've been with, like, I had one guy where I was just peeing on his chest and he scooted down. So I know he wanted it to splash on his face. So let him lead. I say just ask him where he wants you to piss first. That's the first part. Like, definitely.
I need to remember what innocence is like. Girl.
Because
when you pee-pee, what? We do it on the potty cat.
I need you to teach me a lot of things, no, girl. I'm calling you on the side.
You know, make sure you ask where you can do it. Do it in the shower. Don't do it on the bed.
I'm looking at your yellow dress. Thinking about pee.
Yeah, I mean,
and this is no judgment.
Okay, so here's my thing. Let me ask y'all off of water sports before we get out. If you have a partner and you know they're into something that you're really not into it, but maybe it's a special occasion and now you want to initiate the thing that you're not really into. Mm-hmm. How do you go about doing that? And do you do it? Are y'all people, are both of you guys partners that will do something even though you're not really into it, but you know your partner is?
If it's like a special thing, like, you know, like if he...
Like a birthday?
Or like he like just worked day. Hard or just, you know, something.
He didn't get it as
not he worked hard.
Maybe.
Like, your lips you know, look like they were made for
you see
your
man overly working, getting shit done, paying the bills, this and the third. Like, you know, you're like, I just want to...
And here I go. I was thinking that's hard nice. Work.
Yeah, like, you know, do something.
You know what? The cable's on. Bend that ass over.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's... What would be something that you would have to do only on a special occasion, Chinese Kitty?
Suck the toe. Okay. Maybe eat the ass.
But you've
maybe
eaten ass before?
Maybe feed on. I don't know. Huh?
You've eaten ass before? If you ate the gooch, you ate the ass. I'm just saying.
I love when people don't answer because
they don't answer because that's the answer.
So you fucking that nigga?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is your hair pink? Is the sky blue lit?
All right. Well, Chinese Kitty, here's something I know you can't tell. Tell us where we can find you, where we can listen to you if you have any new music coming out. Go ahead and give us the spiel, hunty.
I'm on Instagram at Chinese Kitty, and my music is streaming on all music platforms.
Type it in.
Do you have a new video or something? I feel like...
Yes, I do on YouTube. Lit Bitches Out featuring French Montana and Fabio Foreign, period.
Okay. Lit Bitch.
Come on, talk your shit.
Hey.
All right, well, before we get out of here, guys, you know that we have our Patreon with bonus content. So if y'all do actually want to know where I stand in a relationship, I tell it on there. And then we go through kind of our lifestyle woes with Weezy having a boyfriend and a side nigga and another side nigga.
Wow.
We talk about it there. Oh, wait, we don't. I'm lying, I think. No?
Who said they on the side?
Okay, they're not on the... Oh, never mind. She said they're not
I'm
on the
like
side.
I'm like entrees.
I'm dead.
So you just eating chicken steak and a lobster?
Sometimes I do.
Okay. Well, make sure y'all go on over to patreon.com/horrible decisions. Shout out to The Black Effect. Go ahead and listen to all their pies. That's where we at. We on the Black Effect Network. And again, we're leaving you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip. Also, if you are on Patreon, that's where you can get these mugs. And make sure y'all know I have my own female products. So go on over to officialboxowner.com. I have apple cider vinegar gummies and Bork acid suppositories to keep that pH balanced, baby. All right, and we out of here. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. It's bonus, bitches.
Hi, everybody. Sorry if you missed this live town hall, but we have a lot of new people in here. We normally do the same time all the time. And we decided to switch it up because a lot of y'all niggas be at your goddamn jobs. And even though you may be at your jobs at 2 p.m. EST or 11 a.m. in Cali, West Coast, whatever, we wanted to try something new. You know, we got a lot of like overnight shift shit. And, you know, this is our 9 to 5, nigga.
That part. I guess we'll start off this week's town hall. I don't know, Weezy, did you want to do a catch up or did you want to maybe get to some of these new people that we know are in and they're raising their hands? I don't know if you want to start off.
I think we're definitely going to pass over the hors d'oeuvre. So we could do our catch up as usual. As far as the hors d'oeuvre this week, we definitely want, if anybody has never done our town hall and you have some sex advice, some sex tips, or even a whole confession, we want you in that motherfucker. But yeah, go ahead, take it away. I am in my living room because my ceiling is on the floor in my bedroom and there is a lot of Mexicans in the house. Okay. You'll see them pop up.
I mean, I don't really know. Y'all know shit is good over here. I started this like new thing where I'm like riding scooters in Central Park. Kind of as therapy. So that is some super white people shit. I know, because I ain't seen no black motherfucker on a scooter yet, but it's just been really fun. I didn't realize how much I just enjoyed breezing through, like, it's not really a forest, but the park. It's the trees in the park that I really like. And I don't know. So I've been doing that. I am, and I would love to know if any of you have the experience. I am currently taking a break from sex clubs. I'm taking a break from going to sex clubs and from like having sex with so many other people with my partner, because I was just feeling like it's all the time. And I just felt like, I don't know if anyone in here is in the lifestyle. I would love to know how you go about maybe just taking a break sometimes.
Wait, put your hands down, y'all, so we can get the new questions in if you ever have like sex club breaks.
Yeah, I would love to know if anyone goes to sex clubs often and how they discuss with their partner needing a break from it. Because that's kind of what I'm doing right now. Gina,
I was going to ask you if you did it because people know you go.
Oh, hell no. Girl, I'll be fucking, like, I love going. I am literally, fuck the show, fuck being a podcaster. I am a lifestyler now, okay? I am fully in the lifestyle. I am fully in the mix. Like, it's so crazy. I don't feel, nor am I treated like I am who I am when I'm in those spaces. They have been the most respectful to me and my partner. And literally, I've been in the middle of making out or having a girl eat my pussy, and I'll like hold her head up and be like, do you know who I am? And she'll just nod her head and smile and go back to eating my pussy. So they're really respectful and really nice, but I don't feel like I'm treated like a celebrity, ironically, in that space at all.
That's fucking weird that you just said, do you know who I am?
Oh, I literally will ask.
Relax, like, influencer.
But yeah, right now I'm taking a break. So could you unmute Gabrielle? She has her hand raised, and I would love to know how she goes about maybe taking a break from the lifestyle, if that makes sense.
Gabrielle. Oh, it pops to the top. That's why. Ask to unmute. Yep. Okay. You'll have to unmute yourself, Gabrielle. Thanks.
So in regards to taking a break, right now I'm single, so I don't really have to answer to anybody. But for me, just being able to tell any of my friends that are in the lifestyle that I'm going to be sitting at the party, I'm just kind of telling them why. Just, I don't want to go, nothing. I'll be back eventually. But right now I just need to take some time for myself. It's just not where I'm at. I'm personally on a break, and I have been for about a year. Nothing to do with COVID.
From sex total or just the sex?
Oh, clubs? No, just the club, just the parties.
Just from the parties. Okay.
Yes.